علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of the Charter of Islamic Governance based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. As you know, we are within the holy month of Ramadan. And the best of deeds, one of the best of things that a person can do in this holy month is to understand the Holy Quran, to have an awareness about what this book of God is and how much role it has in our lives. Contemplating on this issue will definitely bring about a lot of blessings in our lives. And we are incidentally talking about the revolutionary nature of the Holy Quran. And therefore, it's a very good opportunity for us to take in trying to understand what this great book of God is. We were discussing about the fact that the Holy Quran, being a revolutionary book, correct, is something that can be understood by people and can be taken as a book of reminder and guidance in different spheres of a person's life. But that doesn't mean it doesn't require explanation or an explainer. And the Holy Prophet is the explainer of the various aspects of this book, of the Holy Quran, like what is obligatory, what is obligatory, what is forbidden, what are the verses that have been abrogated, which are the abrogating verses, which have been abrogated. All of these are something that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam explains and expounds. Inshallah, we will discuss a little bit about these different aspects of the Holy Quran and the prophetic role in explaining them.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Dear brothers and sisters, welcome back to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge. We are presently discussing about the nasikh and the mansukh verses, that means the abrogating and the abrogated verses of the Quran. We gave a few examples in the previous session, and we mentioned that this is something that is a result of the specific situations that are there in a society that requires a verse, and then for that particular situation, and then another verse comes and abrogates it. And I think that was quite clear So inshallah we'll go to the next characteristic of the Quran which Imam Ali alayhi salam mentions, and that is that in this Quran Imam Ali alayhi salam says that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains to the people, to us, rukhasahu wa azaimahu. He explains what are the obligations and what are the what are the places where a person doesn't have an obligation. So obligations are of two types. There are those that are necessary to perform, and those that are forbidden to perform. Both of them have an emphasis in necessitation. That means you necessarily have to obey, either by not performing or by performing. So azaim, which is a plural of azima. Azima basically means to necessitate. Now this necessitation is sometimes an obligation, and sometimes this necessitation is a forbiddance. That means you have to necessarily avoid or you have to necessarily perform. On the other hand, rukhsa, where Allah, where Imam Ali alayhi salam says wa rukhasahu, rukhas means permissibilities, where you are free to perform whatever you want. That means rukhas or rukhsa. So in the Quran there are areas where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you permission to do what you want, while there are other places where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to necessitate a certain action or a certain state in the society or in a human being. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes and explains these various dimensions and gives us the understanding, a deeper understanding and a more clear understanding about all of these different aspects.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Now, another aspect of the Holy Quran which Imam Ali alayhi salam explains in this particular sermon is that the Holy Prophet not only explains to us what are the necessary and what are those areas of necessity and areas of permissibility, but he also explains to us وَخَاصَّهُ وَعَامَّهُ, that the Holy Quran has certain verses that are specific while other verses are general. So some verses are specific to, for example, a specific group of people or a specific person, like there are certain verses that are specific to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. While there are others that are specific to a certain group of people, like to the believers or a certain group that has performed a certain action. Or for example, scholars, there are certain verses that are specific to scholars, let's say that scholars need to do this and that, they need to have to perform these types of actions and avoid these other types of actions. Or they are specific to a certain state, for example, that it's only obligatory for you to perform Hajj if you have the financial and the physical capacity to perform it. So these are specific situations. While other verses are not specific, they are am. So there are khas verses and there are am verses. That means the general verses that are, that are applicable to everyone. Like everyone is supposed to work hard. Everyone is supposed to speak the truth. It's not a specific ruling to a specific group, let's say. Or for example, praying a salah. A salat is, or the prayers that we perform as Muslims, is a general ruling. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes and explains to us where a ruling is general and where a ruling is specific. This is the duty of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Many times a person himself, when he reads the Quran, can understand some of these aspects, but it's not always the case. You can get a general understanding and take the general point and ponder upon that. But the specific details then become the duty of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to explain them and expound them. According to the Quran itself, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the Prophet is an explainer, and also Imam Ali alayhi salam says here that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam explains those verses. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that in this holy month we are able to take benefit from the verses of the Quran. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome. on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمناه هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه